relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Lloyd Austin is a former defense contractor, not surprisingly. He's a full-time ideologue as well. Having Lloyd Austin at the Pentagon is like handing control of the entire U.S. military to the editorial page of the New York Times.
What does Tucker Carlson mean by that? We'll explain, because it was bad and it just got worse. But have you heard what President Trump has said about Karl Rove, or the latest decisions and impending decisions from the Supreme Court? Well, we have so much to share with you and very special guests. But first, what I have in my hand and why we played that little cut about the man who is the current Secretary of Defense. This is from TheIntercept.com. Not a very conservative publication. And the question it begs is, at what point do we say enough is enough? This is written by Ken Klippenstein. Pentagon plans to monitor social media of military personnel for extremist content. And the buried lead here is how they're going to monitor American citizens. As part of the Biden administration's crackdown on domestic extremism, the Pentagon plans to launch a pilot program for screening social media content for extremist material, according to internal Defense Department documents reviewed by The Intercept, as well as a source with direct knowledge of the program. An extremism steering committee led by Bishop Garrison, a senior advisor to the Secretary of Defense, is currently designing the social media screening pilot program, which will, quote, continuously monitor military personnel for, quote, concerning behavior. Defined by who? According to a Pentagon briefing in late March, although in the past the military has balked at surveilling service members for extremist political views due to First Amendment protections, the pilot program will rely on a private surveillance firm in order to circumvent the First Amendment restrictions on government monitoring, according to a senior Pentagon official. Let me read that again. The pilot program will rely on a private surveillance firm in order to circumvent the First Amendment. Though the firm has not yet been selected, the current frontrunner is Babel Street, a company that sells powerful surveillance tools, including social media monitoring software. Babel Street has already drawn criticism for its practice of buying bulk cellular phone location data and selling it to federal national security agencies like the Secret Service, who rely on the private company to bypass warrant requirements normally imposed on government bodies seeking to collect data. Number one, they're using a private company because the government can't surveil you without a warrant, but a private company can. And secondly, the Secret Service is already doing it. They're buying data of where you are, what your cell phone company has as your location. So the Secret Service doesn't need a warrant to know where you are. Garrison and Babel Street did not immediately respond to requests for comment. It is unclear to what extent Congress is aware of the program, if at all. When asked about the program, a spokesperson for Representative Don Bacon, a member of the House Armed Services Committee, which would be the committee that should know, said they were not aware of the program. I have discussed this with our defense team, and as of right now, we have not heard anything from the Defense Department that would confirm this story, Bacon's press secretary, Abby Schieffer, said. The Senate Armed Services Committee did not immediately respond to a request for comment. The DOD, the Pentagon, hinted at the program in an April 9 press release about its Countering Extremism Working Group, which it says will make recommendations on, quote, incorporating machine learning and natural language processing into social media screening platforms, as well as ensure training addresses issues raised by commanders and supervisors on, quote, gray areas such as reading, following and liking extremist material and content in social media forums and platforms. The word is fora, by the way, not forums. The pilot program will use keywords to identify potential extremists, though coming up with a list of terms without running afoul of speech protections has proven to be challenging, the senior Pentagon official said. I bet it has. To this end, the military plans to consult with experts from across the political spectrum to help develop the pilot program. Yeah, I'm sure it will be from across the political spectrum. And I guarantee you one thing now. Whilst there may be a hat tip to Muslim extremists, to people who are following potentially, what is the phrase the left use? Adjacent. Jihadi adjacent media content providers. I guarantee it right now that this program, if there are any more leaks, will turn out to target conservatives, supporters of President Trump, supporters of pro-life organizations and platforms. And it will target people who are telling the truth. Like that commander, that lieutenant colonel at Space Command, who simply said he would like the military to be apolitical as it was, to return to being unriven by ideology and to stop the indoctrination of Marxist talking points into the military. Things such as, America is racist. White people are inherently racist, and other pro-critical race theory and Marxist talking points. I also guarantee you this. None, not one of the groups that they will be looking to establish some kind of correlation or connection between members of the armed services and those platforms or those content providers will have anything to do with Black Lives Matter, with the Black Bloc, or even potentially Antifa. Not too long ago, our armed forces had a mission to destroy our communist enemies. Should the balloon go up, should a world war be initiated, they had one mission: to crush the followers of Marxists, of Marxism, and to destroy the regimes that propagated communist and Marxist ideology. Now, it looks like the military itself has become the purveyor of the self-same ideology. Where will this all end? Stay with us, my friend. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Relief Factor. If you're in daily pain, if you've tried everything else only to fail to get relief, you've got to try this 100% drug-free product that is providing liberation from pain to tens of thousands of Americans right now, like Alicia in California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during the coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. That could be you. That should be you. Order the 3-week quick starter pack right now at 800-500-8384. You know it makes sense. What have you got to lose except the pain? ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
Sebastian, well, listen to him. He's with us.
Thank you, Mr. President. Welcome back to America First with me, Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump. Imagine if you were one of the children, one of the millions of children who have a parent in prison through no fault of your own. You're surrounded by conditions that could potentially lead you down the same path that you end up behind bars as well. Well, let's stop it. Let's break that cycle and let's support these children with the amazing Prison Fellowship Angel Tree program to send them to a safe, Christian-centric summer camp. Children like Rochelle, who, you know, admitted it was tough at first, but then made new friends.
I've seen kids transform in 1 week by making friends, by getting out of the element of the violence and the chaos and being brought into structure. A lot of times the kids that are coming from tough situations, their first reaction is to push against new people and new friends. But then when the walls come down and by the end of the week, they're making friends and trading phone numbers and saying, I can't wait to come back next year the same week with you. That's a really cool change as far as in the week.
And that's because of people like you. Please be a modern missionary, be a guardian angel, make a gift of any amount today to get children like Rochelle to this summer camp this summer. $200 pays for one child for a whole week, but any donation makes a difference. You were so amazing last year. Let's go even beyond what we achieved with the last Angel Tree campaign. Go to sebgorka.com and click on the Angel Tree banner right at the top, or call them on 888-206-2794. That's 888-206-2794, or S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and the Angel Tree banner. Okay, I love having exclusives. I love breaking news. Mr. G, our producer, loves it even more. And as I sat down to the microphone, I get a text. It's happening right now. What's happening? Well, individuals that we have trusted implicitly with the safety of this nation, individuals like former Deputy DH Secretary Ken Cuccinelli, as well as Tom Homan, former acting ICE director, and our very special friend, former Commissioner for Customs and Border Protection, Mark Morgan, have demanded action. And Mark's with us now. Commissioner Morgan, what is this about that you sent me just moments ago?
Hey, this is about our national economic security and holding those in power that we've entrusted with the responsibility of both to do their job if not they should be removed. And right now, we, the three of us, are calling for the removal of Secretary Mayorkas. He has been one of the chief architects that has systematically dismantled every effective tool, authority, and policy we have that not only has destroyed our border security, but also our interior enforcement that has led to this crisis. And Sebastian, what's equally as important is he's lying to the American people. He's lying to the American people about what he inherited from the Trump administration. And he's lying to the American people now, trying to cover up the crisis that he's been a chief architect and created.
We're not hearing you very well. I think it may be a little bit loud for the Skype microphone, but let me read the headline here. Ex-Trump DHS officials call for Mayorkas' dismissal over border crisis. Quote, enough is enough. I'm posting this right now on our Twitter and Facebook pages. Why are you doing this? Well, let's listen to exactly why you're doing this. Play cut.
Do you believe that right now there's a crisis at the border?
I think that the answer is no. I think there is a challenge at the border that we are managing, and we have our resources dedicated to managing.
There's no crisis, Mark. Can you respond?
Sebastian, look, from this past April, 178,000 apprehensions. Compare that to 12 months ago under the Trump administration in April of 2020, 17,000. That's a 900% increase. For this secretary to say that is a blatant lie to the American people. Last month, in the month of March, we had the highest number of unaccompanied minors on record history. And when you talk about the interior, ICE broke for the first time in its history also below 3,000 that they deported in a single month.
Let's talk about those minors, Mark. How do 21,000 minors just suddenly disappear from that holding facility? Were they sent back to their countries of origin? What happened to? I mean, 20,000 can't just disappear. But we were shown this empty facility. Where did they go?
Yeah, I know it's a rhetorical question, Sebastian. Look, you and I have talked about it. It's a shell game. It's a Ponzi scheme, and we called it. Look, all they've done is taken these unaccompanied minors from one government facility and put them to another. In Donna, Texas, for example, they literally took them from a temporary CBP facility, walked them 50 yards across the street to a temporary HHS facility, and then they've claimed victory and said it's under control. Again, it's a shell game, it's a Ponzi scheme, more than misdirection and spin aligned to the American people.
Before you came on, we're talking to Mark Morgan, former Commissioner for Customs and Border Protection. This is hot off the presses. You gave this to me literally a few minutes before we came on air for the beginning of the show. But you said to me, you're already getting responses. What kind of responses are you getting, Mark?
It's about time. Look, we've already contacted. I'm already receiving a lot of support. Individuals are retweeting it out because they see the same thing that we do. Not only is this secretary, again, been the chief architect to systematically dismantle everything with respect to border security and interior enforcement, but he's doubling down on his lies to the American people. Look, he's been more of a politician than the secretary defending our homeland security.
I'm so glad that you, that Ken and Tom did what you did today. God willing, it will result in something. But in the meantime, I got to ask the hard question. How long can a service, let's look at ICE or let's look at HSI or CBP, how long can a service survive spiritually when you have somebody like Mayorkas at the top, when the agents literally are not allowed to do their jobs? Isn't there a point at which the esprit de corps and the morale just kind of makes it cave in on itself?
Absolutely, Sebastian. And look, thank you for asking that. Look, an article just came out this past week where, you know, there are some agents now that are jokingly, it's kind of a law enforcement sense of humor. Instead of saying Border Patrol, they're making coins and badges that says Welcome Patrol. There on the southwest border, there's some areas that are saying, referring to the president, saying, let him go, Joe. And they're actually saying, what's the purpose? They use the word, what's the purpose when we risk our lives, do everything we can to apprehend people breaking our sovereign laws, only to then release them a few hours later? What's the purpose? Why are we even doing it? Those are fair questions. It's definitely impacting the morale.
Because we're seeing that with law enforcement. We're seeing, you know, the rates of retirement because of the attacks on the police skyrocket, people not wanting to re-up. Sooner or later, unless we fix it, isn't that going to happen at CBP and DHS?
It is, and this administration is doubling down. Look, another reason why we're calling out Mayorkas is because we're also calling out his support for the nominees for both ICE and USCIS and CBP. These are individuals, Sebastian, that have actively attacked the very organizations and the men and women now that they've been nominated to serve. You don't think that impacts the morale of the men and women? It sure does.
He is fellow with the Heritage Foundation, with FAIR as well, Mark Morgan, former commissioner for Customs and Border Patrol. It is brand new, hot off the presses. They're demanding the Biden Secretary of Homeland Security resign now. More with Commissioner Morgan after this break. The Hellcat from Springfield Armory is still the smallest, highest capacity micro-compact in the world. The definitive concealed carry handgun is feature-rich, chambered in 9mm, and is available in standard or optics-ready configurations with 11+1 in the standard magazine and 13+1 with the extended magazine. The Hellcat from Springfield Armory gives you the capacity to defend. It's so good, I've got two.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
It's less than 3 months into the new administration, but it's gonna happen. They went there. Our good friends Mark Morgan, Tom Homan, Ken Cuccinelli are demanding that Mayorkas, the DHS Biden secretary, should be dismissed because of his disastrous handling of the crisis on the border. And Mark Morgan, former CBP commissioner, is with us right now. Read the full statement. Read the article. We've got it on our Twitter and Facebook pages. But God willing, it happens. But Mark, it's not just him. You were telling me in the break, talk about the other nominees for the other relevant agencies and what kind of backgrounds they have.
Yeah, Sebastian, this is very important. So you're absolutely right. It's not just about Mayorkas. It's also who Mayorkas is actually supporting to take over and fulfill these critical roles of USCIS, ICE, and CBP. Let's take CBP, the chief of Tucson, Magnus. Look, it's absolutely, he's had a track record of open borders, support for the Biden administration's ideology and strategy. His claim to fame was in 2014. In uniform, he was holding a sign that said Black Lives Matter. That was a time when Black Lives Matter supporters were also carrying signs that said Black Lives Matter, at the same time chanting pigs in a blanket, frying it for the pan. This is when he came to fame. And also, you know, last year, during the summer, when we were defending the seat of American justice, the Hatfield Courthouse in Portland, from being burned to the ground, he was out there actively tweeting, attacking men and women, Border Patrol and CBP that were actually there, helping FPS defend that building. I could go on and on. These could not be the worst picks for these positions.
And what is your expectation if they continue to deny that there's any kind of crisis? Could we, at the moment, we're projecting, you mentioned 2 million illegal aliens in this calendar year. Could it be even more, Mark?
It could, and it is, because one thing we don't talk enough about, Sebastian, are the gotaways, those that are getting past the Border Patrol. Look, anytime you have a crisis that involves families and unaccompanied minors, that requires Border Patrol agents to be pulled off our frontline borders to provide humanitarian assistance, leaving large areas of our border unsecured, unmonitored. But we're looking at 1,000 a day gotaways getting past the Border Patrol. And look, these are not your most upstanding citizens. This is where I get my hate mail from the back to the back, where you get your criminal aliens, your pedophiles, your murderers, and other convicted criminals coming across, as well as drugs pouring into this country.
Have the cartels ever been happier than they are right now?
Yeah, they are definitely happy, Sebastian. Look, we've estimated conservatively, this is a multi-billion dollar industry just on the human smuggling, human trafficking end. And then again, as I said, as resources are pulled away from providing humanitarian care, their drug business also goes up. So they get a double whammy when you have open borders, unsecure border, and you have removed all interior enforcement like this administration has done. The cartels, they're smiling big as they're going to their bank accounts and watching them grow.
And then what is the national security aspect of all of this? So we're talking about human trafficking and drugs, but there is, of course, a massive national security component.
Yeah, look, I include all that in the national security, because anything that brings that volume of devastation impacts our national security. 60,000 Americans dying last year alone from drugs, I believe, is the national security element. But yes, look, we've seen it before. Look, we've had people that are on the terror screening database come across. We encounter people from 140 different countries annually. This is a serious issue and a serious threat, and this is, again, why borders matter. And it's just unconscionable to me, and again, why we're calling for the Secretary's removal, that his policy is to keep architects that are in danger in our country.
You've been there. You've served the nation for decades, from a Marine to the Chief of Customs and Border Protection. I have to ask you the pointed question. Is this going to make any difference? Do you have an expectation that, given the magnitude of the crisis, he could in fact be forced to resign or be fired?
I don't know. I don't have hope that this president will do the right thing. He's already shown that he's going to do the opposite thing, that he's not going to do what's in the best interest of the American people. He's going to do what's in the best interest of his ideology and his political base. There's no other conclusion you can draw with respect to his open border policies that he's got right now. So I don't think so. I hope the best we can do is bring awareness to the American people. 2022 matters, and we're really going to put pressure on Congress to do the right thing and not nominate.
They truly have put the fox in charge of the hen house. At least three men who know of what they speak, who've borne the responsibility of having to secure our nation's border, have stepped up and said, quote, enough is enough. God willing, it will be. He's Mark Morgan, former Acting Commissioner for Customs and Border Protection, now fellow with the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. Join today. Thank you, Mark, for continuing to fight the good fight. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Your call's next on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. You can also contact us via our website, sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A. And we are coming to you live from the relieffactor.com studios.
This is a message to all you snowflakes there. Resist this.
You can try, but you'll fail. Yes, indeed. I didn't ask Mark about his slippers. He was regaling us with his My Pillow, My Slippers, how comfy they are, how he spent the whole of, I think, what was it, last Saturday, wearing them around the house. They're that good. Check them out. It's just one of over 100 products Mike Lindell has at his exclusive website, mypillow.com, including the pillow that never gets hot, never loses its shape. You'll get up to 66% off if you use my name. Thanks to Mike. Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. Mypillow.com, promo code GORKA. Let's go to the first cut of the day. She's a member of the squad. She's an anti-Semite. Her name is Rashida Tlaib. Play cuts. Cut nine.
And that's what's missing in the statements coming from President Biden. You don't hear the words Palestinians deserve human rights, that Palestinians deserve to exist, that Palestinians deserve to live freely, that children need to be safe and secure. You only hear it when they talk about Israeli citizens that have a certain faith. And that is what's telling about what's happening.
I'm going to do a poll of our staff here. I need to know, because these are media professionals, the deserve to live line. I'd like you to scour your memory banks, every single one of you. How many times have you heard Rashida Tlaib say, Israelis deserve to live? Shad!
I used to cover her district back when I was a journalist in Michigan. And
I didn't even know that. How cool.
Never. Never, 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 never.
Eric, how often has she said it?
Not even zero. I'd say less than zero.
That's a Trumpian answer. Less than zero. Mr. G, how many times has Rashida said the Jews deserve to live?
Never.
Okay. I think that's between zero, never, or less than never. We see straight through you, my dear. As do our listeners and our callers. Let's go to your calls. 833-33-GORKA. 833-334-6752. Let's start with number one. Stan in Los Angeles. Stan, welcome to America First.
Hi, Dr. Gorka. I think you are missing a point about the demoralization of the police. That's the whole point that they want to do. They want to replace most policemen are conservatives. They want to get rid of them and replace them with people in their ideology. This is their way of getting
But Stan, that doesn't hold water. Nobody's going to be a police officer, left or right. If you besmirch police completely, nobody's going to volunteer.
I disagree. They're going to be a different police force under their regime.
What loony would agree to join the police given what's happened to them in the last year? Okay. They're not saying join the police because we'll protect you if you vote Democrat. They're destroying the police services.
They're going to replace it with a different one based on their ideology. I don't know. It won't be called the police. It may be called the security police, whatever. But they basically want to get rid of all the people that are in the police department and the armed services right now and replace them with people that they believe will act.
Yeah, I don't buy it, Stan. I don't buy it. I don't think they have a big plan and they don't have a massive recruit. What, they're going to fill the armed forces with snowflakes who duck and hide when you throw a football at them? I don't think so. I don't think so. Interesting concept, but thank you, Stan. Carlos, California, line two. Welcome to America First.
Well, listen, there's been a systematic plan by some radical Zionists since the 1800s to ethnically cleanse Palestine of Palestinians for an exclusive Jewish state. This plan has been led by the Rothschilds, who started building settlements in the 1880s in Palestine in anticipation to a systematic plan to bring in a majority of rulers from all over the world to gradually take political control of Palestine and create the so-called nation of Israel.
What do you mean so-called nation, Carlos? What on earth do you mean the so-called nation of Israel was a nation before there was a thing such as Arab Muslims? You do know that, right?
Well, why do they have to ostracize and exterminate the Palestinians to do that?
What do you mean exterminate? Do you know how many people there live in Israel and how many Arabs and Muslims there are surrounding them? Do you actually know the math of it? The population of Israel is smaller than the population of London, and they are surrounded by Arab Muslim nations. You're making it sound like this is the British Empire versus Belgium. Do you know anything about truth, reality, and mathematics?
Since the 1800s,
you said that before. You said that before, Carlos. You said that before.
The majority of Arabs living there.
What? Hang on. You're going to play that game? Well, then the whole of North Africa should be Christian, because North Africa was all Christian before it was Muslim. Can I have back North Africa, Carlos, for Christians? Oh, that doesn't work, does it? Does it, Carlos?
What I'm against What I'm against is a systematic plan.
What do you okay? Do you know? Do you know that there are Arab Muslim members of the Knesset? Carlos, if this is about the systematic extermination of Arabs and Muslims, explain this to me. How is it that there are Arab Muslim members of the Knesset, the Israeli parliament? Wouldn't that be a little bit weird if you're trying to exterminate them, Carlos?
Carlos
isn't a very Arab name. Why do you hate Jews? Why do you hate Jews? Oh, okay. He did? Really? When am I back on? So you have to resort to crude language because I got you, didn't I? I got you, Carlos, because you're talking propaganda and lies. A nation that was almost exterminated, a tiny sea of democracy in the Middle East, and they're the ones who are performing the extermination against tens of millions of Arabs around them. Get back in your hole, Carlos. Because you're not fit for polite society, you stinking anti-Semite. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. I don't need a script. I don't need talking points. I have lived Relief Factor for more than 2 years now. I had a lower back pain issue that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor, and 2 weeks, yes, 2 weeks later, I was pain-free, and I'm still pain-free more than 2 years later. But it's not just me. It's tens of thousands of Americans like Leah from Ohio. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions, in 8 days, I found relief only to get better and better. I am a believer 100%. Come on, guys. You know it makes sense. What have you got to lose? Accept the pain. Order the 3-week quick starter pack right now. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Leah, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Don't wait any longer. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
And Rashid, Tlaib, where's Rashid? I tell you what, Rashid, I want to say to you that I admire your intellect, I admire your passion, and I admire your concern for so many other people. And it's from my heart, I pray that your grandmom and family are well. I promise you I'm going to do everything to see that they are on the West Bank. You're a fighter, and God, thank you for being a fighter.
Is that going to be enough? That was Sleepy Creepy moments ago at the Ford factory in, what was it, Minnesota? Michigan? What did he call her? He called her Rashid, then Rashim. He doesn't even... What is his problem? It's a Rashida. It's not exactly incredibly exotic. Taib is a little bit harder, but is he genuflecting at the altar of the radicals? You know it is. Because he's not the boss. It's people like AOC, Susan Rice. Not even Nancy's in control. And she's only got 5 seats to lose, and it's all over. Do you know what the definition, the new definition of freedom is? This is from the mayor of New York, Bill, otherwise known as Wilhelm. Cut one.
I think the CDC sent a powerful message. It said, if you are vaccinated, you can start to act differently, particularly outside. but with the clear boundaries, if you're in a hospital setting or a nursing home, a school, your places where people are tightly packed, mass transit, it's still smart to have the mask on. I think that's common sense. But remember, it's if you are vaccinated, you get more freedom.
I've had freedom from the beginning. I didn't get vaccinated, and I don't wear a mask because I'm an American. I don't think you understand the point of America, Bill de Blasio. Back to your calls, Bobby in California. Welcome, Bobby, to America First.
Oh, gosh. Hey, Seb. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. Well, you know, at risk of sounding like a fanboy, I'm so excited about your Newsmax show being on in addition to this one. You know, I think you're one of the few political figures who was able to make the transition to radio host seamlessly. And honestly, you have a newfound place on my Mount Rushmore radio host.
That's very kind, but why did you call the show today?
Oh, well, I mean, of course I'd have to take it down for the other host to fit your giant head up.
No, 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 look. Bobby, are you there? Bobby.
Yeah, I'm here.
Why are you so pathetic? I mean, you sound like a little boy using his mother's phone, okay? If you want to challenge me, do it in person. But you won't.
That's interesting.
Because you're a coward.
You
are a coward. You are a feckless little boy. But that's why all you've got are sad little words on your mother's phone. In the meantime, the real Americans will be listening to America First and tuning in to the Gorka Reality Check every Sunday.